Welcome to this week's musical sesh here on the Community Campfire. I'm in the studio with my co-host, Mitch Elliott.
Hey, John. How's it going?
And I am here with Far From It, the band. Gentlemen, step up to the mic and let everybody know who you are.
I'm Liam Given. I'm the guitarist and singer in Far From It.
Beckham White, I'm the drummer.
Welcome to the show, guys. And drummer, but also guitar player, right?
Yeah, you got today.
Man of many talents.
Yep.
You play any other instruments?
I dabble on piano and guitar. I've got one track I'm playing piano on in the album.
Getting a good blend in there. So, guys, tell us a little bit about your band, relatively new on the scene, right? Can you give us a little bit more info?
Yeah, so reached out to Beckham about starting a band because I thought it'd just be a great thing, the two of us. We have very similar interests in music and genres that we like, so I thought if we put our minds together, we could make something out of it that would hopefully be good. So that's probably February reached out to you, January or February.
Yeah, and I was out of college, and he's usually in Georgia, so it kind of helped to know that we were both back for the summer, and we were like, we should do something.
How did you guys end up meeting each other in the first place? How did you know to reach out to Beckham specifically? You're like, this is my guy.
Yeah. Well, we met about 3 or 4 years ago now at a kind of like a music camp. And we weren't really friends. We didn't really talk to each other that much during that, but I knew of Beckham. So I got his number from another friend I had in that camp, and we've been talking maybe on and off during the summers. And this year I was like, hey, let's start a band.
Yeah. I think Instagram helped. I was posting a lot and
but for sure.
So you guys met at band camp and you were doing your own musical thing and you thought, hey, our styles will really work together. So
yeah, I thought, okay, let me get like an awesome drummer on board with this. Yeah. And you know, it's just, let's write a record and play a bunch of shows. So yeah should be great.
Speaking of writing a record, you guys have just gotten back from doing some recording. Is that right?
Yeah. Just tracked a full record called The Contender with Pale Horse Sound. Greg, who owns it, is super nice and helpful. Yeah. So we spent a week up there, and we'll be out on July 24th.
Okay, nice. Coming up for Pioneer Day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Awesome. Good pick for that. Can you guys give us an understanding of what the sound of the record might be for our listeners out there?
It's kind of a mix of a few genres. I think we've got a very unique sound. It was definitely going to be more of an indie rock vibe, but it kind of came out being almost kind of punky, punk indie rock. Came out a little more heavy than we thought, but it sounds great and it should be super fun, especially to play live and excited for people to hear it.
Tell us about that process of, you probably had some ideas written out, maybe just on the acoustic, but then once you started stacking elements together, you realized it was going to get more punky, or like how did that progress?
Yeah, I mean, I think Greg in the studio really helped kind of push everything along. And he made everything heavier in a good way. But I threw out the demos to Greg and Beckham late May. So we had those to kind of think on. And then Beckham actually completely rewrote one of the songs. And I think it is infinitely better.
We were kind of messing with it. And I was like, well, what if we broke up some of the sections I was messing with on piano? And it's definitely very different.
Very different song.
Yeah, when we got together for the first time, we spent like probably, 8 hours that day just kind of working through all the songs and making sure they're good and together, you know, before it was just kind of like, these are the demos. And then we were like, how do we finish these? And I think after that day, I felt a lot more confident on it. But I think once we got in the studio, I had tuned my drums to be more punchy. And Greg was like, I was like, we can switch it up, make it more low key and, you know, more of a fat, quiet sound. And he was like, no, let's keep it for the rest of the trip, all the songs. And it sounds great.
Well, we're excited to hear something. So are you going to play a song from that album right now?
Yeah, we are.
What song are you going to play for us?
First one's called Contender.
So here's Contender on the Community Campfire.
Said it was the time since you were the mother load, going crazy. Said it was the time for you to ask why. Been an element, but you wouldn't trade it all for summer. Been working on yourself since that night. You took him home and you cried while he died. Need to see it. real, and I couldn't take it all for granted. Said it was a time since you knew you couldn't bother me again. Need it, need to see.
All right. Yeah, that definitely is punched up there. That's nice.
Even on the acoustic recording there, I can feel where you're going with it. It's
the
awesome.
The energy is there for sure. So yeah. If you're just joining the show, we are sitting down with Far From It, Liam and Beckham, here in the studio, playing some music and talking about their new album. You guys met and put this together. Did you find that you had musical influences that were the same for you both, and that made you guys think, okay, we're going to make a band? Or do you guys have totally different tastes in music and you want to explore what you're new sound's gonna be?
I think what's funny is back however many years ago we did that camp, we were both super into metal. I think as I started posting more of a chill genre, he kind of saw my videos, I'm assuming, and was like, oh, I kind of like that music too. And then got on the phone, I want to say last year before last summer, and we were like, we should play some gigs, and then it didn't really work out. And then around February, he was like, hey, let's do it. And let's write some indie music. And I think the metal may have come out a little more than I think the production also helped push it.
Yeah, I think the record turned out with an interesting blend of genres we like. And there's definitely some interesting, there are a lot of hits on the record. Like it gets very technical.
Okay.
So I think that's really cool with Beckham's, you know, experience with so many different drum styles. And I think jazz and kind of more proggy stuff is blended as well, but it all kind of comes back to the indie rock sound.
Well, yeah. Liam, I want to turn our attention to you for a bit because you were on the show last year as a solo artist.
Yeah.
And so a lot has happened since then. I know you were talking about you spent some time out here in Park City. You also spent some time in Atlanta, Georgia. So how do you make a band work together when you're in so many different places?
We were talking a lot. We must have exchanged thousands of texts and DMs at this point, or on the phone for a while, got it organized. I was contacting Fellhorse Sound, just talking to Greg, trying to get things going for the summer, trying to get everything kind of set up so when we got out here, we could just go, go, go and work. And then started reaching out to venues. So we got a Utah tour coming up as well. It starts on the 10th.
Okay.
So that should be awesome too. But yeah, just a lot of communication.
Tell us more about the tour. Where are you guys going to be playing? Is it going to be just you two? What's the live atmosphere going to be like at these shows?
We're trying to make them as fun and as enjoyable as possible. Trying to just have a good time, make everybody feel like they're having a good time. Or hopefully they're having a good time at our shows. We'll see. We've never played live before. So 10th will be our first show at Deer Valley, actually, Silver Lake. And then the 18th of July at Cyclops Records in Provo. The 26th at Kilby Court in Salt Lake. And the 15th of August at Miners Park.
Wow, you got a lot of gigs lined up.
Yeah.
A lot of fun places to see you. So another thing I wanted to talk about was when you came together for this record, describe the writing process. Is one of you more towards the musical side? One of you more towards the lyric side? How does that work?
He wrote just about every guitar part, and actually guitar part he did all, and lyrics. I'd say my strength is more like the arrangement. And just like what in the song feels weird and where we should go from there. And when I need to, obviously with one of those songs, I kind of stepped in with the chords.
Yeah.
I think I do a lot more of the rhythmic stuff. A lot of the hits you hear, I'm better with more effects and just like arrangement.
Seems like the true collaborative process between you two. It's not like one person's writing all the songs or not, right?
Absolutely.
Seems that's kind of coming together in a nice blend. A lot of times musicians, when they're writing stuff, they'll come to points where there's like some friction and you have to figure out which direction you're going to go in. And so are those points contentious, or do you guys find a way pretty quickly to get to where you want to go?
We're in the same headspace for a lot of stuff. So yeah. Like if one of us throws out, like Beckham's going to throw out an idea, oh, we should place these hits here. Oh, we should go on one here instead of keeping the sequence going for four more bars, we're going to cut it here. And I think we're both same headspace for most of it. So I think it works out pretty well.
I think we're on the same page a lot with this album. We both want to do something that's unique. You know, there's certain sections of the song where it feels like you would want to go somewhere, but we decided to go somewhere else. We found a cool way to implement it. So
thank you so much for stopping by and playing a little music for us and chatting with us. What do you want to play to end the community campfire here today?
I'm going to play Either Or.
Either
the first
or.
Track off the record.
Okay, and can you give us a little backstory on Either Or?
That was actually the first song I wrote for the record. It wasn't for the record, actually. It was just a loop that I made, maybe for myself, maybe just for fun. And, you know, we finally kind of got studio time locked in. We were like, okay, I kind of like this song. So it's kind of remained a steady point in the record. But that's the first track off of it. It's a fun one for sure.
Okay.
And you're saying that the record comes out the 24th. Can you give our listeners where they can find the music, how they can buy your record?
Yeah, we'll be selling CDs at the shows, and our name will be Far From It on all streaming platforms when that comes out. We also have a single coming out on the 10th, Contender, actually. Yeah, Instagram is farfromit_UT, and YouTube is Far From It, just at Far From It. Yeah.
Okay. Onward. Well, Liam, Beckham, Far From It, thank you guys for being on the show today.
Awesome. Thanks for having
thank
us.
You. Yep.
time takes away. So much to lose, so much to prove. Back home, the tides pulled by the moon. Could bring us through, could it be you?